50 feet long. The vessel was listing ever so slightly to its side. Soma ran back to the car and got on the radio, alerting the dispatcher that a large ship was dangerously close to shore. He and DeVivier climbed the dune for another look. Then, from out across the water, they heard the first screams. Half stifled by the wind, the cries were borne to them across the beach. To Soma, they sounded desperate, the kind of sound people make when they know they are about to die. He had a flashlight with him and pointed it in the direction of the ship. The sea was rough, the waves fierce and volatile. About 25 yards out, between the rolling swells, Soma saw four heads bobbing in the water. The officers turned and sprinted back to the car. "We've got a large number of people in the water," Soma shouted into the radio. DeVivier had grabbed a life ring and was already running back to the beach. The officers charged into the water. It was cold, 53 degrees, and the surf was violent, big swells breaking all around them and threatening to engulf the people in the distance. Guided by the wailing voices, DeVivier and Soma strode out until they were waist deep. As DeVivier closed the distance to the four people, he hurled the life ring in their direction. But the wind and current carried it away. He reeled it in, walked deeper into the water, and cast the ring again. Again.